Watcher, and a huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And we're going to start with someone I saw live just last week, and it's that song again. Interesting version of Mac the Knife, just the clarinet of Mark Crooks and the bass of Dave Chamberlain. Jimmy Giuffre did a similar version of that song back in the 50s. Mark Crooks plays tenor on many of the songs on this April 2008 album recorded at the Red Gables studio in West London. Crooks, together with Colin Oxley on guitar, reprised the famous Bossa Nova album at a gig in Bedfordshire last week, Five Bells at Stanbridge, to be precise. That album was a massive seller for Stan Getz and Charlie Bird. The other two musos last week were Arnie Somnagy on bass and Matt Holm drums. From one fave song to another, but a different vocal treatment to the norm.
Somewhere, a place for us, peace and quiet and open waits for us. Together and time.
I do hope that sounded okay. It was recorded very, very quietly, so I had to whack the volume up to maximum. Ian Shaw, Ronnie Scott's in Feb March 92, accompanied by Adrian York, piano, John Parricelli, guitar, Mario Castronari, bass, and Mark Fletcher, drums. And, as a special guest on Somewhere, Ian Bellamy, tenor. The album is called Ghost Songs. It's odd, well, odd to me, that Ian Shaw only ever seems to record with a pianist, whereas all the gigs I've seen him live, it's him playing the piano, and very well indeed. Nuff Brits for a while.
Thank you.
And that's on the Spanish Blau label, a recent concert by Scott Hamilton in Benicathim in Spain at their annual musical festival. In this case, the July 2015 one. Scott Hamilton on tenor, New Yorker Denna DeRose on piano, and two Europeans, local boy Ignacy Gonzalez on bass, and from Germany, the north of Germany, Joe Kraus drums. That song was La Rosita 2. Was there a La Rosita 1? Yes, indeed there was. But at the previous year's concert, obviously. This next song introduces us to a newcomer to our show, pianist Bob Mamet. Bob Mamet, a newcomer to our show certainly, but a well-established muso. This 2010 recorded album features all Bob Mamet's own compos. We've just heard Cats on the Roof. Mamet on piano, Derek Olds bass, and the veteran Joe LaBarbera on drums. Recorded in 2010 at Venice Beach, Los Angeles. We heard about Stan Getz and Charlie Bird earlier. Well, here they are. Thank you. yes, that's from the famous Verve LP, Jazz Samba, that started the bossa nova wave in jazz. Well, outside Brazil, that is, as it's always been popular there. The LP spawned the 62 Grammy-winning and hit single Desafinado. I say spawned, the LP version is almost 6 minutes long and brilliant. They re-recorded it for the single version, and that was a mere 2 minutes long. Stan Getz tenor, Charlie Bird guitar, Charlie's younger brother Gene also on guitar, and it was his recording debut. Keita Betts bass, Buddy Deppenschmidt on drums, Bill Reichenbach, the all-important percussion. Recorded in the Pierce Hall at the All Souls Unitarian Church, Washington, D.C., Feb 62. And we heard a Charlie Bird original, Samba These Days. No doubt the pun was very funny back in 62. Arguably, it's still mildly amusing today. It's time for Ellington.
Thank you.
That's from Duke Ellington's private collection, his so-called stockpile of numbers he recorded at his own expense. This is from Volume 1 of the private collection series of albums, all of these being of studio recordings in Chicago in 56. We heard March the 19th Blues, that being the date of the recording session, and no doubt written in the studio. It was recorded just that once, on March the 19th, but the song did come back into the band book as Slammer in D-flat, and later still as 22 Cent Stomp. The soloists in order were Johnny Hodges alto, Ray Nance and Clark Terry trumpets, Jimmy Hamilton tenor. Magnificent music. Sam Woodyard on drums, propelling the band along. Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. This LP is called The Couriers of Jazz, meaning the Jazz Couriers, of course, co-led by Ronnie Scott and Tubby Hayes, and named, with all due respect, as a take on the famous Jazz Messengers. That was a Ronnie Scott original, Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. Ronnie on tenor, Tubby on vibes on this track, Terry Shannon piano, Jeff Klein bass and Bill Iden drums. Recorded in London, inevitably, in November 1958. It's well worth playing the Jazz Couriers, or really anything featuring either Ronnie or Tubby, from time to time, to remind ourselves of just how good they were. It's a vocal next. It's Slim Gaylard. So, be prepared.
Laughing in rhythm. In your ear, oh, Valdez. When you wiggle, La Horoti Mac Bounty, a La Horini Bone. Away all bounty Rooney Mo. Yes, you do have to be a very good muso to muck about like that. Slim Gaylard's own compo, Laughing in Rhythm. Slim also sang and played guitar. Buddy Tate was on tenor, Maceo Williams piano, Clyde Lombardi bass, Charlie Smith drums. Recorded New York, May 51. The LP is called Smorgasbord, Help Yourself. Slim plays the part of the chef on the front cover. This next style of singing was hugely popular in the mid-late 50s, with several groups specialising in it. Here's one of the best of the lineups. No, the best.
A smooth one. Shabba-da-boo-ba-doo, a smooth one. Thank you.
ya, shabada boo, boo doo doo ya, boo doo doo ya, doo ya, doo ya, boo doo doo ya, boo doo doo ya, boo doo doo ya, doo ya, shabada boo, boo doo doo ya, boo doo doo ya, doo ya, doo ya, doo ya.
I've got that, rather oddly, on a French Polydor LP, recorded in LA, April 59, called Back in Town, Mel Torme and the Meltones. The Meltones were Ginny O'Connor, Bernie Park, Sue Allen, Tom Kenny. Together, they had a top 10 hit in 56 with Mountain Greenery. You must have heard that on some occasion. Here they are backed by the Marty Paich Orchestra, and it's some lineup: Paich on celeste, Jack Sheldon trumpet, Art Pepper alto, Victor Feldman vibes, Joe Mondragon bass and Mel Lewis drums, plus three unknown guitarists. We heard A Smooth One. Yes, the style does sound a trifle dated, but still fun. Well, I hope you enjoyed it. Next we have An Offering of Love, Part 1. That was An Offering of Love, Part 1. Rather sadly, there is not a Part 2 or subsequent parts, so maybe the love affair was short-lived. Maynard Ferguson on flugelhorn is the leader on this Columbia 1980 New York recorded LP called It's My Time. Ferguson plays trumpet and something called a super bone on other tracks. It's a 16-piece big band, Ferguson's own. Ferguson ran a big band for over 20 years. This particular album has a surfeit of strings on some songs, plus backing vocals. I must say I prefer the stripped-down numbers. Under our own broadcasting rules, we have to play a version of this song every month, but they must be varied. The Gershwin Brothers' Summertime from Porgy and Bess, but given a rather funky treatment. Well, it's June 87 and life was a bit funky back then. The leader and pianist is Adam Makovitz. All the songs are Gershwin numbers. No bad thing, of course. Dave Holland bass. Charlie Hayden subs on bass on a couple of the songs. Al Foster drums. This RCA LP is called Naughty Baby. I include this next song by Lindley Armstrong Jones, no less. I include it as it's enjoyable, rather than the best ever jazz of all time. And if it doesn't tickle your fancy, don't worry, it's short. Thank you. And, to add insult, a very crackly old Liberty LP, Spike Jones, a band leader who specialised in satirical arrangements of popular songs, Spike Jones and his City Slickers. That was, of course, Dominique, which was a very popular song back in the 60s, plus a little of The Saints Go Marching In and more than the occasional jump and crackle. But yes, we do need to get back to the real thing, and red is the colour. And that's from one of the very first LPs I ever bought, Music to Listen to Red Norvo By, starring, rather unsurprisingly, Red Norvo. Vibes are in this week. Buddy Collette, flute, Bill Smith, clarinet, Barney Kessel, guitar, and another Red, Red Mitchell, bass, and Shelly Mann, drums. Recorded in LA, March 57. Red Norvo, of course, on Vibes. And he was the man who brought Vibes, as well as the marimba and the xylophone, into jazz when he started playing professionally back in 1925. Predictably, many of the songs here have the word red in the titles. We heard Red Sails. No, not as in the sunset, but more Red Norvo Sails, man. Groovy. But sadly now, it's our last one, and it's the James Taylor Quartet, JTQ. So yes, a bit funky R&B-ish type jazz. And the title of this song is Buzzy Bee, recorded 87. And as always, I really appreciate your joining me. Hope you've enjoyed this week's numbers, and also hope that you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.